Sport on RTE Radio 1.
We say good morning to Pádraig Lodge and Pádraig. Relief for Stephen Kenny last night.
Yeah, a little bit of temporary relief, and I suppose all is well in the world again with the Republic of Ireland soccer team putting the disappointment of Friday's defeat to Greece behind them with a 3-0 win over Gibraltar at the Aviva Stadium in the Euro qualifiers. The game was 0-0 at half-time. There were a few boos from the Irish fans at that point, but things came right in the second half with goals from Mikey Johnston, Evan Ferguson and Adam Ida. France topped the group with 4 wins from 4 games. Kylian Mbappe scored from a penalty in their 1-0 victory at home to Greece. The win for the Irish senior team came on the same day that the Irish under-21s game against Kuwait was abandoned during the second half. An FAI statement said a racist remark was made towards one of the Irish substitutes. This claim was described as false by the Kuwait FA, who said they categorically reject the accusations. We'll have more details on that story later in the programme. But we can get some reaction now from the senior game at the Aviva Stadium, and Damien O'Mara spoke to Captain James McLean.
When you're playing players behind the ball, I don't care who it is, it is difficult, as they've shown that against France and the Dutch, you know, similar scorelines. So, we remain patient. Once the first goal went in, you know, lads, you can see that there's a bit of a weight lifted off the lads' shoulder, and they play with a bit of flair and express themselves a bit more. And in the end, it was a very comfortable night.
Is it as enjoyable at the minute as other camps you've been in? Like, you've spoken a lot about the need for positivity, maybe the need for a different aspect of the coverage.
No, look, we have a lot of young players in this squad. They're an absolute great addition to the squad. You know, I've been in a lot of squads, and the camaraderie and the gallantness has always been fantastic, and these lads have just added to that. If you get these lads playing with confidence, you're under a real runner here. So,
do people outside the camp underestimate the impact that media coverage and negativity and analysis can have in a dressing room?
I can't speak for everybody else, but I don't know what lads do and how they respond. But criticism's never nice, do you know what I mean? Especially when you're young, you kind of take it a bit more personal. Like I said, it'd be great that there's a bit more positivity around the place, because you've young players. So if they're seeing that they're being supported and they're being backed, then maybe, you know, that might come to fruition on the pitch. But you know, I can't control the media. So
I know your focus was on tonight. The 21s game earlier was abandoned because of an incident of alleged racism on the sideline. You have had to endure more focus and scrutiny than any other Irish player we've ever had. Is it time the teams take that action and walk off the pitch and show solidarity with teammates and backroom staff?
Well, if that's what they've done, then, you know, absolutely credit them, fair play. You know, it's showing that they're with their teammate. And we're in 2023 now, and it's absolutely ridiculous that scene has to be the case. But look, all I can say is absolute credit to the lads for how they handle themselves and walking off the pitch and showing solidarity with their teammates. It shouldn't happen, but, you know, I think, like I said, fair play.
That's James McLean. In other qualifiers, Northern Ireland conceded a goal 2 minutes from time to lose 1-0 to Kazakhstan at Windsor Park. England hammered North Macedonia 7-0 at Old Trafford, and Wales lost 2-0 away to Turkey. The TUS Gaelic Grounds in Limerick will host the All-Ireland Hurling quarter-finals on Saturday. Clare and Dublin starts at 4 o'clock with a 6:15 throw-in for the clash of Tipperary and Galway. The Barry Murphy-trained Pakens Rock landed the Galway Plate trial at Kilbeggan, where the most impressive winner of the night was Space Tourist. She came home 41 lengths clear of the field in the Mayor's Hurdle for trainer Winnie Mullins. One of the highlights of the flat racing season, Royal Ascot gets underway at 2:30. 8-time major winner Tom Watson says the PGA Tour's new partnership with Saudi Arabia appears to indicate a more desperate financial situation than has previously been revealed by the tour. He's written an open letter setting out what he described as unanswered questions about the merger. And finally, there was a shock defeat for the Ireland men's cricket team in their opening World Cup qualifier. They lost by 5 wickets to Oman in Bulawayo.